Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. TEDx, local independently organized branches of TED Talks, is once again coming to the University of Delaware. The roster of speakers for the upcoming TEDx session November 5th at UD's Mitchell Hall includes students, and their topics are typically informed by direct personal experiences. In this edition of Enlighten Me, Delaware Public Media's Israel Hale is joined by one of those student speakers, Junior Alexa Kate, a psychology major in the UD Honors College, to learn more about her talk, What If I Don't Want Recovery?, as well as her personal history with overcoming an eating disorder.
My first question is how everything came together where you became a speaker at this upcoming TED Talk. It's my understanding there's going to be like a handful of people. You're kind of just one of them. Yes. And some of these people are PhD doctors. Some of these people are like, you know, high-level professionals. And then some of them are students like yourself. So how did you come along with, becoming one of the people speaking?
So it's kind of like my dream, honestly. It's been my dream for years to do a big TED Talk. And this isn't an official big TED Talk, but TEDx is still amazing. And I did one when I was a sophomore in high school, actually. My school did the same thing that Delaware does. They hosted a TEDx event, and I was able to speak there. And so when I saw this one being advertised, I was like I knew I had to do it. I am a very passionate advocate for mental health, and so I speak at many different events and whenever I can. And so I knew that this was another chance to advocate.
Okay, and what was the process? I mean, did you just show up to the, you know, TEDx Talk office and say, hey, I want to become a TEDx Talker, or was there like an application process? What happened there?
So there was a three-step application process. The first part was just basically like what your idea is and your message. The second round was an outline. You had to make an outline of your speech, and it wasn't going to be exactly what you were going to present, but based on like your idea. And then if you made it to the third round, that was an interview. So we met with some of the people involved, like Cole Galloway and Nick Gardino. They're both involved with TEDx at UD. And that's basically, so they said there's probably around like 10 of us. And they said there were about like 150 applications, I think.
It seems like the thing you're presenting on is something that's close to you. Can you give us kind of the context behind what you're talking about? I guess first, tell us what you're talking about in the first place, and then can you give us sort of the overlying context of like what makes it so important to you?
Yeah. So the title of my talk is What If I Don't Want to Recover? Exploring the Difference Between Uncomfortable and Impossible. And what I'm talking about is specifically eating disorder recovery, but my talk can apply to anything about, like, if someone has a goal and they're not sure if they can accomplish it, it applies to them. I have been battling an eating disorder since I was around 10 years old. I've done treatment, I've done therapy, I've done all of it. And I've learned so much throughout my journey by hearing other people's stories, recovering alongside other people, and even like the different types of therapy. Like the TED Talk I did in high school was on dialectical behavior therapy, because that is something I learned a lot about in treatment centers. And I just got so many perspectives, and they kind of called us like superhumans because we had so much knowledge that people don't just get. They should. That would be great if they did, but it isn't something talked about in daily life. And so throughout this journey, I just got a really big passion for helping other people. And my goal has always been to be the person for others that I know I needed when I was struggling. And I really think that lived experience is powerful because as much as you want to understand, like people who haven't gone through it themselves, they can't. And that's what they have to accept because they can be empathetic, but they literally cannot, they do not know what it's like. Even people who have been through similar things, you can't say you understand because you are not that person. You are not in their specific circumstance. But it's really powerful to connect with people. And sometimes that in itself is really helpful in recovery. My talk is really about, it is about saying I can't do this and what that really means, because impossible and uncomfortable are two very different things. And what's often underneath that reluctance of recovery is fear. But it's often easier to say I can't do this than it is to say I'm scared of doing this, because even society judges, we all know that in all different areas, but sometimes people get things like, oh, you're attention seeking. You want your disorder because you want attention. And no, it's not that. It's terrifying because eating disorders are coping skills. So they serve a function. You have them for a reason. And so not having that coping skill is terrifying. And it's like the eating disorder, it often becomes like your identity again, like your safety net, your identity. You base your self-worth off of the illness. And so it doesn't, recovery doesn't always feel like freedom. It feels like a loss sometimes. And there's a lot of grieving that has to do with it, especially with like the sick body. It's really hard to leave your sick body behind sometimes. And people are sometimes like, I don't understand, or like, or you look better recovered. That is a big thing. And they don't understand that it's not about the body, it's not about the size, it's about what it was doing for them. I often say, like, my eating disorder was my protection. I experienced a lot of bullying in school since I was young. And so, as far as like the protection goes, it helped me because I felt like if I controlled my body and food, that I would be more accepted and people won't have these negative things to say about me if I was smaller. And there's, I mean, there's control, there's so many different functions of eating disorders, and they sometimes change over time. You can multiple, they can be serving multiple functions. And it's really, it's so much harder than people think to just let go of this. I like to compare it to an abusive partner or family member or friend. Like, it's not so easy to just cut them off. There's a reason you keep going back to it. And as far as like people who are going through it, and what I would say to them is, I mean, the truth is, I have a lot of friends who are going through it because I have a million friends that I met through treatment that I'm still in contact with. And I have friends from school, friends online, like people everywhere. And they know that I've been through it and I'm often a safe person. People feel like I'm a safe person for them to go to. And that really means a lot to me because that's my goal, to make sure people feel like they can come to me to be the person for them that I know I needed when I was in their place. And, I often say, like, yeah, it sucks. There's no arguing that. Sure, it will get better, but that doesn't change how much it sucks right now. It doesn't change how much it hurts right now. So it's honestly, it's not about telling them what to do. It's about helping them feel less alone and being there for them through the highs and the lows.
Thanks to UD junior psychology major Alexa Katay and our Israel Hale for enlightening us this week. The 2025 TEDx University of Delaware event is Wednesday, November 5th at UD's Mitchell Hall, starting at 5:30. You can learn more about it at tedx.udel.edu.